The Ghostwalker Creed. We are the Ghostwalkers. We live in the shadows. The sea, the earth, and the air are our domain. No fallen comrade will be left behind. We are loyalty and honor bound. We are invisible to our enemies, and we destroy them where we find them. We believe in justice, and we protect our country and those unable to protect themselves. What goes unseen, unheard, and unknown are Ghostwalkers. There is honor in the shadows, and it is us. We move in complete silence, whether in jungle or desert. We walk among our enemy unseen and unheard, striking without sound and scattered to the winds before they have knowledge of our existence. We gather information and wait with endless patience for that perfect moment to deliver swift justice. We are both merciful and merciless. We are relentless and implacable in our resolve. We are the Ghostwalkers, and the night is ours. Chapter 1. Wyatt Fontenot tied up his airboat, but stood in it in the dark, listening to the familiar sounds of the bayou. He'd grown up in these swamps, hearing the bullfrogs, the bellow of the alligator, and the plop of snakes sliding from the cypress trees into the dark waters. The constant drone of insects had been his lullaby. The soft fall of rain didn't bring the cold, rather just ratcheted up the heat, wrapping one up in a blanket of humidity and the strange perfume of the swamp. He let his breath out slowly, just drinking in the sights around him. He'd always felt at home in the bayou. He'd never really much liked going other places, but now he wasn't certain it was the smartest thing in the world for him to be back. Yet. He couldn't breathe in cities. Yet, now that he'd come home, he found his chest was tight and his famous Cajun temper had settled into a slow boil in the pit of his stomach. "You all right, Wyatt?" Malachi Fortunes asked softly. He stood just to the left of Wyatt in the deeper shadows of the sweeping cypress, impossible to see until he moved. Wyatt glanced at him. Malachi was a big man, all roped muscle and cool, with strange, almost golden eyes. He looked into a man, cutting straight through to who and what he was. Wyatt had learned to trust him implicitly. They were both bone-weary, exhausted. 4 months and over 400 rescue operations, most conducted in the hot zones of war. The last had gone to hell and them with it. "Yeah, I'm all right. Just breathing in home," he replied. The scent of pipe tobacco drifted to him. The slight wind rustled through the trees, swaying the branches in a macabre fashion. He'd always enjoyed taking his city friends out into the swamp at night and scaring the hell out of them before taking them to one of the backwoods bars where they could get drunk and fight with anyone who looked at them wrong. He could fish with a string or a knife. He could kill a gator with a knife or gun. He was one of the best hunters in the swamps. Few of the boys who knew him ever challenged him to a fight. His word was gold all over the swamp and bayous. He'd studied long and hard to be a doctor, a surgeon, one that could come home and be of great use here in the bayou. It wasn't that he couldn't have left. He hadn't wanted to leave. There was a huge difference. He let out his breath again and scrubbed his hand down his face, wishing he could wipe his memories of his own damn foolishness away so easily. "Did you tell your grandmère we were coming with you?" Ezekiel Fortunes, Malachi's brother, asked softly, too softly. His voice was almost a rolling purr in the night, like that of a cat waiting for prey. Wyatt glanced at the third man on the airboat, the man to his right. Ezekiel was an inch or so shorter than either of the other two, but he had the same roped muscles and solid build. His eyes, a strange amber color, glowed in the dark, just as Wyatt's and Malachi's did. All three could see as easily at night as they could during the day, which gave them a decided advantage in night combat situations. "Nana is expecting all three of us," Wyatt said, "and you two had better be on your best behavior."